Hello and welcome to the last daf of Yuma 88. Hadran Alach Mazel Tov. We're going to switch over to Sukkah and Mirtz Hashem. Welcome to Yuma 88, the last one. The Gemara is talking about how Braisa talks about those who have to immerse themselves in their usual manner, Yom Kippur, especially a woman and Anita talking about different things, and a man who has a situation, immerses himself and whatnot. The idea being that we want to be in a holy state, especially for the holiest day of the year. But the real idea could be that we think about how we should immersify ourselves and immerse ourselves in mitzvos and in chesed and in Torah learning every single day of our life. Whatever we could do, even if you're on the train, you could read the daily emails, the yomi emails, which is what I do. I try to do bli neder. Even we'll learn a little bit of Torah and we're involved in a little bit of Torah. Whatever we could do, we should immersify ourselves and immerse ourselves just as a mikvah gets someone clean and pure. So too, when involved in tshuva, masim tovim, it could purify yourself and you could have rectification before God and before those around us. So make sure to immersify yourself in Torah, in learning, and in good deeds. And may we only know from good things in the building of Mashiach speedily in our days. Mazel tov on finishing Yuma. We'll switch over to Sukkah next time, God willing, here on the TTD Tani Talks Daf.